Tell me why you moved in with your niece.
An uncle's hard luck story.
I'm going blind. That's why they pulled me off my job. I was going through divorce.
And you needed a place to stay.
Thank you, yes.
His life got better.
You lived with your niece for almost a year, paid her nothing.
But she's still dealing with the consequences.
She took you in out of the goodness of her heart, and now she's getting sued by you.
Judge Judy. You are about to enter the courtroom of Judge Judith Scheinman. The people are real. The cases are real. The rulings are final. This is Judge Judy. Richard Granato says his niece, Melissa Wada, kicked him out of her home and refused to return his belongings. Melissa is countersuing for unpaid rent, damage to her property, and invasion of privacy.
Order. All rise.
Yeah, it's case number 401 on the calendar in the matter of Granato versus Wada.
Thank you.
You're welcome, Judge. Parties have been sworn in. You may be seated. Sir, have a seat, please.
Mr. Granato, this young lady is your niece.
Yes, ma'am.
On her father's side or her mother's side?
Her mother was my sister.
Okay. Do you work?
I am a homemaker right now.
And are you a married lady?
Yes, this is my husband.
And he works?
Yes.
And what about you, Mr. Granato? Do you work?
I was just, my doctor just removed me from work because I'm having complications with my health. I'm a diabetic.
Okay. Can you tell me when and why you moved in with your niece?
To make a long story short, my ex-wife was having an affair with her mother's husband. But the thing is, why I moved in with her was I was going through a divorce. I was collecting disability at the time, and I was having problems with...
When were you collecting disability?
April of 2012.
And you needed a place to stay?
Yes.
Did you continue to receive disability?
It was a temporary disability because I'm going blind. That's why they pulled me off my job.
How much were you receiving in disability?
$315 every 2 weeks.
So about $700 per month.
Mm-hmm.
And I assume that was your only source of income?
Yes, ma'am.
And you moved in with her in April 2012?
Yes.
Is that right?
No.
When did he move in with you?
November, we reunited. I picked him up for the first time when he was going through his problems. And in November, we decided that he was going to stay with me. And that's when we made the agreement, you're gonna help me out in November and we'll start paying rent.
Okay, just a minute. So he moved in with you in November?
Correct.
And what do you say your original agreement with your uncle was with regard to the room you were allowing him to stay in?
$500 a month, but it was $250 or $300 every 2 weeks to pay me.
That is impossible.
Mm-hmm.
What you're telling me is impossible.
No, it's not. He just stated that he got his check.
He got his check.
Every 2 weeks.
He got his check, which amounts to $700 a month.
Mm-hmm.
And what you're saying is you wanted him to pay $500 a month to live with you.
Well, in the beginning, that's what the agreement was. But I was not aware that he was not able to pay the $500. So what took place was he has EBT, which is state government money. So then after about 5 months of him not paying the rent, I decided, I said, look, you need to at least give me $300, $400 in cash and help out with food in our house with your EBT card. Use that money for our house. But he wasn't doing that. He was taking that money and using it to pay other people off that he was doing things with.
So there was no firm agreement with you with regard to...
Oh, it was firm 500.
No, it wasn't. It couldn't have been firm at 500 because it's an impossibility of performance. There's an put your hand down. There's an impossibility of performance that he pay you $500 out of $700 disability.
But I wasn't aware
that's
what he made.
Well, that's what he was getting. So,
but that's not my responsibility. He made me a promise to pay me $500. That's what I expected.
You're not getting it.
I understand.
No, I'm telling you. I understand you have a counterclaim. You're not getting it. Because it's your responsibility to say, you get your check twice a month, let me see it.
I have statements saying that he wants to give the money to me.
And if you look at it, you see that he gets $350 every 2 weeks. And what you intend to take is $250 out of that check. It's unconscionable. And courts don't have to enforce an unconscionable agreement.
So it's not happening.
I want you to understand. Resign yourself to the fact it's not happening. And then... later on, you said, well, I didn't understand that you weren't getting that much money, so if you want to just use some of your food stamps, you can. You have to contribute to some food, give us $300 or $400 a month. That's not a fixed contract. So when did you move out?
8/15/13.
Okay. What you're suing her for is you say she kept some of your property.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. What property do you say your niece kept?
Everything that I...
I don't want to hear everything.
Okay.
I don't want to hear everything. I want you to tell me what property your niece kept of yours.
My clothes, my bed.
Not true.
I don't want to hear you. I'm going to get to you, and then I let you talk. Your clothes, your bed.
She's got my vintage bikes. I got a vintage bike. In fact, when you were going to high school, that's how old the bike is. I'm not saying you're old. You know what I'm saying?
You can't use a bike anyway. If you're going blind in one eye and you can't work on your own disability, you're not going to use a bike anyway.
The thing is,
it's got sentimental value for you?
Very, very much.
Do you have his bike? Where is it?
He took everything that...
Just a second. She doesn't have your bike.
I have a statement from my other uncle.
Did you understand? I don't read statements. I hear witnesses.
Can he speak?
I don't understand, Miss Water, why you're arguing with me. You said you don't have the bike. I said she doesn't have the bike. What are you arguing with me for? I don't understand.
I'm just taken aback because you're not going to take the statements.
The statement that has to do with the bike?
With his belongings.
Listen to me. Not belongings. I don't take statements from people. That's what this case is about. It's about belongings. You're going to tell me you don't have them? And if you had a witness that's, put your hand down, that saw him take them out of your home, or you say to me he took them out of the home or the room he was using slowly, and whatever he left, he just left there, it was trash, you can tell me that. I don't read statements from people.
Okay. Your Honor.
She doesn't have your vintage bike, okay, which you can't use anyway.
I can prove everything was left at her house by text message. I got all her... Me and the police went over...
Just a second. She says she doesn't have your bike. What else? Your bed and your clothes.
Everything on her walls. My clocks, my cake dish that I wanted that's in her kitchen that my mom gave me before she died. All my tools. I'm a professional detailer, automotive detailer. Everything I own.
How could you be a professional automotive detailer when you receive disability?
Ma'am, I'm telling you, when I moved in...
No, listen to me. Do you understand what I'm
saying? Yes.
You just say to me, I'm a professional automotive detailer, then you tell me that you received disability because you can't work.
Well, he would work on the side, and that's why I expected him to pay rent, because he made extra money on the side.
You're not getting rent. I want you to put the $5,000 figure out of your brain. Do you understand?
He just admit that he made more money.
Do you understand what I just said to you?
I don't understand.
Well, I'm not giving you a tutorial. You didn't have a contract.
But he just admitted. He just admitted it.
Your counterclaim's dismissed. Do you understand? A contract is a specific amount of money that's reasonable.
$500 is reasonable for your own bedroom.
You are not getting any money.
Okay, I understand that.
Not happening.
I get that.
And if you wanted to evict him because he wasn't paying you rent, evict him.
I didn't have to evict him. He left.
Evict him. No, he stayed with you, according to you, from November 2012 till August of 2013. And according to your statement, he only paid the first couple of months. Evict him. You had the opportunity to evict him.
August, he moved out. He said he moved out in August.
Listen to me. He says he moved out. You say in your answer that he paid the first couple of months, but beginning in January, he stopped paying rent. And I'm saying to you, if there was a contract to pay rent, January, February, March, April, May, June, July, and August, you have him evicted in February, March, April, May, June, July. In any of those 6 months, did you go to housing court with an order to have him evicted?
He left. He left. That's the whole point. I have text messages of him telling...
Don't you understand what I just said to you? You're fixed in your brain. I'm saying if you're a landlord, which is what you claim you are, and if a landlord is not being paid rent by a tenant, the landlord goes to court to evict the tenant. You say he stopped paying rent January of 2013. That's what you swore to. You did not move to evict him. January, February, March, he still lived there. April, he still lived there. May, he still lived there. Put your hand down. June, he still lived there. July, he still lived there. You didn't move to evict him. That's not what a landlord does. That's maybe what a niece does, but that's not what a landlord does.
Exactly. Now,
all I want you to show me, Mr. Granato, because you say you lived with your niece. Out of the goodness of her heart, she let you move in with her. Because you deny that you ever paid her rent. You said that was never an agreement that the two of you had. So now you tell me, sir, in the text messages that I want to see where she says, I kept all of your belongings. I want to see it.
Right here, October 24th.
Bird, you know, you understand this shorthand that they use better than I do. Do you know what that means? I'll hubs you little by little. Does that mean something right here? Even you don't understand that.
That one I'm not familiar.
Melissa's cell phone. I want at least $1,000. You said you would pay payments. You haven't paid for so many months. Now I'm acting like your storage. Sorry, start paying and I'll hubs you, H-U-B-S, you little by little. What does that mean?
I think it was a spell. I don't know.
Well, what does it mean? I'll hubs you little by little. Misspelled what? Give me a clue. That's you. You wrote it.
Oh, help you, maybe? Help you? Little by little?
Well, that's October 24th, 2013. Mm-hmm. So what stuff were you storing for him?
I have a picture of it.
Great. Let me see it.
Your Honor, here's a picture of my room, the way I left it.
Listen to me, sir. I'm unsympathetic with you.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. And later today,
they explained it to both of us why it was so expensive, because that was a big change. So I gave her the $478.30. I wrote it all down.
$478.30. That was for both trips.
Because she said she needed the cash.
Yeah, I don't believe it.
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy. Richard Granato is suing his niece, Melissa Wada, for the return of property left behind after she kicked him out of her home.
I want you to understand I'm unsympathetic with you. She can't keep your stuff, but I'm unsympathetic with you. You lived with your niece for almost a year. Look at me. You lived with your niece for almost a year, paid her nothing. According to you, you paid her nothing. According to you. Even if she said to you, give me $200 a month, which, hey, that's what you say in your statement. I gave her nothing. That we didn't have an agreement. So even if you're a grown man, 53 years old, who according to you is unemployed, disabled, receiving disability, but needs tools because he's a mechanic, listen to me carefully. You pay something, $200 a month. Well, that's almost $2,000. Did you pay her? Nothing. So now I'm going to see, oh, this went power off. How do we put this?
Hit the top button. Hit the top button.
Oh.
On top.
Okay, very good. This is all the stuff that she has that's yours, and you're going to box that all up, and you can come with a U-Haul, pick it up, everything.
Your Honor.
That's it. Zero money. Zero money. Do you understand? Zero. She's going to box up all this stuff that's in bins, and she's not going to act as your storage. You're going to come and pick it up, but you have 5 days to do that. 5 days to come and pick it up. If you don't come and pick it up, then she's going to get rid of it.
May I make
a
statement?
If she wants to. You can say whatever you want. Put your hand down.
When I moved in with her, I put a brand new battery in her car. We screened her screen in her car.
You have my ruling, sir. That's what it is. She's got a husband and 3 children. She took you in out of the goodness of her heart. Now she's getting sued by you. Yeah, so what I'm telling you is you have 5 days to get your junk. Other than that, she's throwing it all out. Goodbye.
Your Honor, no. I have a CD here. I would like to discuss
Goodbye.
Please excuse me. Step up.
He lied about how much he made in his disability plus his extra side work.
All statements she made was fabricated.
I didn't question it because he is my family member.
I live my life by karma, and karma will get back at her.
This is how he paid me off.
I came to this world alone. I'm no evil alone, you know.
And he's no longer welcome in my home.
And now the next case.
All parties in the matter of Faint versus Smith. Step forward.
Jenny Faint is suing her former friend, Kim Smith, for the cost of a cruise to the Bahamas. Kim says she paid for the trip, not Jenny. She's countersuing for unpaid travel expenses and harassment.
Ms. Faint, you and the defendant used to be friends. You're not friends anymore. That's unfortunate. And this lawsuit is about a trip. Mm-hmm. Your complaint says that Ms. Smith approached you. She was a member of some sort of travel club to go on a vacation, some sort of cruise.
Yes, correct.
And according to you, she said she could get a good deal, and she asked you if you would pay for not only your ticket, but for her ticket as well, she would pay you back.
Correct.
You did? And you ended up not going on the trip. You ended up not going on the trip because there was sort of an argument. She had a new boyfriend, whatever. It all didn't work out. You didn't go. She didn't pay you for not only her trip, but your trip that you would put on your credit card. And according to you, she went on the trip with a boyfriend.
Correct.
That's what you say. Ms. Smith says she paid for the trip.
I did.
And she wants you to pay for the trip because she says she didn't take the trip. Did you take the trip?
I took the trip.
Oh, you took the trip. Great. You took the trip with whom?
I took the trip with Charles Towns.
With your boyfriend?
My fiancé.
Fiancé. Okay, so then the only thing that we have to address is who paid for the trip. So you're going to show me how you paid for the trip, and then you're going to show me proof that you paid for the trip. And then I'm going to make a decision because that's what I get paid for.
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
Well, this is sort of interesting because she paid for this trip on February 27th. You have here that you took out money on March 11th.
Correct.
Which is after she had already paid for the trip.
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy. Jenny Faint says former friend Kim Smith owes for the cost of a cruise to the Bahamas.
So, show me.
Okay. Here's my proof. It's on the second page, highlighted.
This is the plaintiff's. Thank you. Mm-hmm. No, this doesn't help me at all. I want to see a check.
Oh. I withdrew cash out of my bank.
Well, this is sort of interesting because her Chase card says that she paid for this trip on February 27th, $478.30. Mm-hmm. You have here that you took out money on March 11th, which is after she had already paid for the trip.
She was the member of the club. She had to pay for it initially.
Yes.
And then I gave her the cash back because she had no money and wanted the cash. So I gave her cash for both tickets.
That states how much money I had in my bank at the time. I did have money. I'm a nurse, and I was making up to $10,000 a month.
Just a second. Oh, she had plenty of money in the bank?
She was on disability. She told me her disability had ended.
My disability ended April 15th.
Just a second. Where's her answer to this?
She didn't respond. She's the one that wrote, "You gave me half of it." And I repeated, I have text message after text message where I said, "I paid for all of it. Pay me back." I tried to cancel
now,
it.
Just a second. Okay. When did she give you her half?
She didn't give me half. When I paid for the trip, I expected her to offer to pay me, but she never did. So I went over to her house and I asked her, I said, "Can you pay for your portion of the trip? I would appreciate it." And I told her there's port fees and how much it was and everything. And she goes, "Well, I thought you said the trip was $69. I said, "It is, but there's port fees, there's taxes, there's this, that, and the other."
Well, then you didn't have an understanding.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. Have you been cheated? Go to judgejudy.com. Like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter.
Go ahead. And?
So I emailed her. She gave me $69, and I said I would check on the port fees and the taxes and stuff like that. I didn't think it was fair either. I would make sure everything was correct.
Okay. Go ahead.
That is incorrect. My birthday's March 14th, and she was going to take me out to dinner for my birthday. So she called me, was coming over, and said, "When I come over, will you pay me for the tickets?" I said, "Of course I will." It was only like 2 weeks later. So she came over, and yes, the trip went from $69 to over $200. She called the company at my house, and they explained it to both of us why it was so expensive, because that was a big change. And I said, "Well, she'd already paid for it. I had to pay her back, because what were we going to do?" So I gave her the $478.30, I wrote it all down.
That's $478.30. That was for both trips.
For both, because she said she needed the cash.
Yeah, I don't believe you. Sorry. Okay. Don't believe you. Bye.
Oh, wow.
I just excuse you, messed up.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. And on the next Judge Judy.
Kim has just lied. I gave her the money.
It hurt my feelings, a lot of the things that she did.
Told me she canceled the trip, lost $300, all this stuff. It wasn't true.
She talked behind my back. She told people all kinds of things bad about me.
I never sent her one nasty message.
And I've never once said one bad thing to her at all.
And in the end, she sent me nasty, vulgar pictures and messages.
Or about her. All I ever did was try and help her.
She wasn't my friend ever. It was always about the money with Kim.
The friendship has been dissolved for quite a while, and I don't want anything to do with her.
And I hear it on Judge Judy all the time. If you give money, get a receipt. And I didn't. So that's the lesson for sure.